Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible, kids. I'm Ezekiel. Today is the 17th day of August. Today we're reading 1 Corinthians 11, 1-16, and reading the easy-to-read version. Follow my example just as I follow the example of Christ. I praise you because you remember me in all things. You follow closely the teachings I gave you, but I want you to understand this. The head of every man is Christ, and the head of a woman is the man. And the head of Christ is God. Every man who prophesies or prays with his head covered brings shame to his head, but every woman who prays or prophesies should have her head covered. If her head is not covered, she brings shame to her head. Then she is the same as a woman who has her head shaved. If a woman does not cover her head, it is the same as cutting off all of her hair. But it is shameful for a woman to cut off her hair or to shave her head, so she should cover her head. But a man should not cover his head, because he is made like God and is God's glory. But woman is man's glory. Man did not come from woman. Woman came from man. And man was not made for woman. Woman was made for man. So that is why a woman should have her head covered with something that shows she is under authority. Also, she should do this because of the angels. But in the Lord, the woman needs the man, and the man needs the woman. This is true because woman came from man. But also, man is born from woman. Really, everything comes from God. Decide this for yourselves. It is right for a woman to pray to God without something on her head. Even nature itself teaches you that wearing long hair is shameful for a man, but wearing long hair is a woman's honor. Long hair is given to the woman to cover her head. Some people may still want to argue about this, but we in the churches of God don't accept what those people are doing. Let's pray for our faith to be strengthened today. Dear Jesus, please strengthen our faith, even if it's just by a little bit or even if it's by a lot. Help our faith to be strengthened for us to be able to have more faith that is stronger and more rooted in ourselves and rooted in our relationship with you, that can continue to grow as we plant the seeds each day. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it for today. I'm Ezekiel. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.